This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning, Bubbly. It's Susie.
Hey, Susie Q. How are you?
I'm hanging in here. How are you? You sound like you don't feel the best.
No, I have I've developed a cold, and it is not fun.
But that's my allergies acting up like that, boy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was thinking it was allergies too, but no, it's a little bit more than that this time.
Oh, gosh. You're
hey,
better,
you know,
sis.
Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it. Trying to. Absolutely. Come on, computer. You better act right this time. Good morning, and welcome to the Clan Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. How's the weather up in the Bay?
Well, I'm in Stockton, so yuck. I miss
yeah,
the Bay.
Nice. How's the weather up in Stockton?
It's been in the 80s the last few days.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're still getting the heat. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I want to be back in the Bay Area, though.
Yeah, you know, it will happen when it's in its own time.
I know.
I know. Amen. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. I can't believe this is November, man. Don't forget to fall back tomorrow. Or is it, no, it's tonight.
Yeah.
It's tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
We do have a clock. I think, yes, I do have a clock. I'm looking at it right now on the wall. I got to remember these things. I don't know what's going on with my computer. Lord, you know I need to help here. I got 4 minutes, and this is still booting up. And I've been working on this since 5:40. I was like, okay, well. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Did anybody else join the call? Right. Morning, happy Saturday. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Anybody else join the call?
Good morning, Miss Bubbly, Sister Veronica.
Hey, good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, family. It's Nikisha.
It's Lakeisha?
Nikisha.
Oh, no, Keisha. Hey, Keisha, have a good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome
good
to
morning,
the Bubbly.
Good
morning. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. We're going to act up this morning. I can't be doing this night. Good morning. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Good morning. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Good morning and welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Okay, come on. Let me see if you don't work. Work, 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 work. Good morning. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Moses.
Hey, good morning, Brother Moses. Happy Saturday, young man. My
name is Happy Saturday.
Instantly, and even better results after 30 days. And after 60 days, the skin is...
Oh, wow, really? That's what we're going to be doing? Yeah. Not you. I'm still trying to...
Hey, Bubbly, I just wanted everyone to know that Sister Julia called me yesterday from Panama City, Florida. She's working with the Red Cross, and she just wanted to say good morning to everybody.
All right, well, amen. Well, good morning from the Heard Declare Victory family. And I'm still, no, I'm not going to do this. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Bubbly.
It's
Deidre. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, good morning, Deidre. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Hopefully it comes up. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Bubbly. It's Deidre. Hey, everybody.
Thank you. Somebody may need to mute their lines unless there's background noise, television going on or something. So please check your mute ministry, please. And give me another minute because none of my devices, again, are being cooperative. Good morning. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. There you go.
Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, morning, Barb. Welcome. Happy Saturday.
Good morning. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona. Happy Saturday. Oh. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Bubbly. Good morning, family. Misty.
Hey, good morning, sis. Happy Saturday. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, just give me another minute. We'll continue to greet for another minute because I'm trying to pull up what I need to pull up again. Good morning and welcome to the clip. Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Saturday. There we go. Come on, come on, come on. Ooh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, give me another few minutes, guys.
Good morning, it's Moni.
Hey, Moni, good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
My device, trying to get to this stuff I need to read, and it couldn't, and the button act right, so forgive me. We're being behind 2 minutes.
That's okay. Do you want me to email it to you?
Huh?
I mean, do you want me to text it to you?
Oh, no, I mean, it's loading up now, I think.
Okay.
Because if you text it to me, I'm not going to be able to read it because I'm going to have to be on the phone. But thank you. All right. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Declare Victory. Before we move forward, we ask you to mute your line so that we can proceed. Amen. Hello, my name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess this morning. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. We are in a season of harvest. The theme for November is grow. Excuse me. Are you growing in Christ? Be sure to tune in daily to hear what the Lord would have us understand about the importance of growing in and through Him. You don't want to miss the teaching, stories, and lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for His people this month. We have one announcement today. Have you been blessed by the Declare Victory prayer call? If you have, you can give a love offering to declarevictory.org or visit our PayPal account at paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue the broadcast. We thank you very much and pray it be returned to you 1,000,000-fold. I don't believe there were any prayer requests on the app since I just got logged in. I pray I didn't miss anything. There was one announcement that Susie said that Sister Julia called in from Panama, Florida, that she's still down there helping out, but she just wanted to say good morning to us. So good morning. The order of the call is as follows. The declaration will be by Dee Dee. Praying and corporate praise will be by Lisa. Then we will go right into the closing comments hosted by the Declare. I will repeat that. The declaration will be by Dee Dee. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Lisa. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare, Dee Dee. At this time, we ask you to please put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to the Declare for the day. God's choice blessings for your day as I pass the call.
Amen. 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 Good morning. Thank you, Bubbly Bub. And I sure hope you get better soon, sis. Can you hear me clearly, Bubbly?
Yes, ma'am. Very clearly.
Thank you. Well, happy Saturday, y'all, and good morning. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Ain't it good to just have breath this morning? Jesus, I thank you. I'm coming to y'all live from Vegas. My mom and I are enjoying spending quality time with my sister and my brother in love, and we are having a ball. The last time I shared with you all, I was in Denver. So I guess you would say that I'm living my blessed life. Amen. So, as we know, this is the month and we're on Grow. And so our sister Tanya, she started off on Thursday talking about the spiritual malnutrition. And then Brother Marcus popped his collar yesterday with that dope declaration about being who God called us to be. And I don't know if y'all heard it, but my nephew Moses, when I tell y'all he prayed such a detailed prayer on yesterday, and I hope those of you that were on the call yesterday didn't sleep on that strategic prayer. I'm telling you, God is shifting us, so don't sleep on it. Marcus even said that even the stuff we don't think was part of our plan, it was. The good, the bad, and the ugly. God worked it all out for our good, and if that's not a reason to shout, oh my God, because I know I don't apologize for being dope. I'm walking tall in my confidence. So now lean in and double check, y'all, triple check, quadruple check your mute ministry this morning. Also, and these are not the words of Declare Victory, these are the words of Dee Dee Felder. If you know you will start cooking, doing laundry, vacuuming, building a fence, whooping your kids, fussing at your spouse, please mute your phone. Please, please, please take a minute. We have time. Make sure that mute feature is lodged, and it sometimes comes off, and that's okay. But just be mindful that the call is being recorded. Amen. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to go ahead and give you what the Lord has given me. So, Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for another day of life, God. We thank you that we were able to get up, God. You woke us up and that we can hear, we can see, God, and we're on a call. We have a phone to dial in on. We just count it all joy, God, that you made it all possible, and it's your breath in our lungs on this morning. So, for that, I just give you praise. I thank you for every sound mind, God, every ear to hear. Let them hear the word that you've given me. So, Father, I thank you for another opportunity to just come before your people, and it's in your master's name that I give you praise. Amen. So when life is treating us good and all is going well, we often don't feel a need for God in our lives. Our material acquisitions, the money, the property, houses, cars, job, promotions, titles, become our crutch. And as long as we have these things in place, we feel comfortable and sometimes don't have a strong need for spiritual practices. Now, if this isn't you, still listen in. However, when these things start to fade, when the jobs go away and the houses get taken away and the cars get repossessed or whatever, we feel a sense of fear and panic come over us. We can tend to use spirituality like medicine or the hospital.
we utilize it only when things aren't going right or when we're suffering in our finances or emotionally or relationally. Our pain and suffering, however, can be a path to transcending this selfish conception of spirituality into something more. It can make us ask the questions we normally wouldn't ask. Can you please try and mute your phone? I hear a little background noise. Thank you. It can make us ask the questions we normally wouldn't ask and can lead us to bigger and broader questions like, what's really the purpose of life? Do we ever think about what's our purpose? And how can we avoid suffering? And why do we have pain at all, Jesus? I know I sometimes go through things and I'm like, really? Like, why, Jesus? I'm telling y'all on Declare Victory, I will say, why so much pain? But see, God wants us to grow up spiritually. Faith is tested to see if it's genuine. Faith is the bridge between the promise and the fulfillment. Faith says, I see myself complete. God wants us to get to a place where we just do it, like Nike, just do it, asking no questions. Look past those things that we're going through, that hard stuff, so God can grow us up. And what I've come to realize is that spiritual growth is not optional. Mm-mm, not at all. I once heard a pastor say that we spend so much time at the gym, boot camps, paying a gazillion dollars on processes to get our outer selves in shape, taking magic pills and smoothies and all that, teas and what have you, having surgeries to shed, to pull, to tuck, to lift, spending a few hours sometimes at the salons to glam up, getting our hair and lashes popping. But what about the spiritual boot camp? The gospel is like a gym. The more we get in there, the more it shapes our lives. But if we only engage once a week at church on a Sunday morning for a couple of hours, or only at 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday here on Declare Victory, it will take long, long, long to see results, if any at all. See, our love for Jesus should compel us to grow in our knowledge and understanding of him so we can become more like him, even through the painful places in life. And I know we are going to all suffer some. So I thought it would just be kind of good for us to talk this morning about the purpose of pain and how it's part of our growth process and see if we can get a little biblical understanding of it. But keep in mind, now this is my disclaimer, I'm not a pastor, so I can't break the word down like that Lavelle Jones or that Pastor Lawrence Van Hook, or I'm not a Santos Howard. I can't even give you a breakdown like our sister Dion Jackson, how she does it so well that it makes you just get it. Nor can I tell a story like our Tanya, not Tanya, that makes you literally sit on the edge of your seat waiting for the next word out of her mouth. Or Sister Soldier, Miss D, how she just has so much wisdom. And Sister Angela, or Ravonda, that walking word, Lisa Porter. So many declarers. I'm just, as my brother Marcus said yesterday, going to be my own dope version of me and declare like only Dee Dee Felder can. And I'm an amen myself right there. Because see, as believers, y'all, we are blessed. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go. We're blessed. Because of our faith in Christ, we know that our sins are forgiven. Our trust in the death of Jesus Christ for our sins gives us the assurance that when our days here on earth are over, we will move into the dwelling place of Yahweh, that place called heaven. But have you noticed that you're not blessed with having to never, ever, ever go through the same pain and difficulties that some unbelievers face too? See, as Christians, we still deal with severe pain in this life. Christians still have bad marriages, divorces, financial issues. Have anybody ever lost a job, a house, a car? And there is still physical suffering amongst Christians. We get sick. We have accidents like everyone else. Becoming a Christian does not mean that you will never lose anything. Becoming a Christian does not make you immune to cancer, lupus, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, mental illness. There's so many. Why is it important to understand this truth? isn't it obvious, y'all, that everyone suffers with the pains of life? Everyone. We need to understand this truth, that pains of life are inevitable, and even for us believers in Christ, because there are people who would have you believe that there is something wrong with you if you, who are a Christian, is experiencing great pain. You must have done something, right? And there are others who suggest that you want that once you attain a certain level of spiritual maturity, pain just disappears. Where'd they do that at? The fact is, everyone, and I said it already, will experience pain in this life if you keep living. Everyone. And it doesn't matter who you are. None of us deliberately look for pain, though, as we go about our day-to-day living. But all of us should do our best or try to avoid pain. But pain is an important part of our spiritual development. In our experience, there are many times when we have chosen not to avoid the pain. For example, look at the matter of a birth. Like, certainly there have been great advancements in medicine, and for sisters on the line, we know about the epidurals, and we know about other means that they'll give us during child labor. But there's still a certain amount of pain in childbirth, and it can be very painful, yet we still are having babies, y'all. And I know I had 3 children myself. So that's just some unexplainable pain. Some pain and suffering comes because of disobedience, but not all pain is a result of sin. Pain is a danger signal, and we should be thankful for it. If we never felt pain when something was wrong with our bodies, we would die from neglect. But what good is pain to us spiritually? Let's get to some good stuff, because even in those painful patches of life, the growth process is painful, but it's necessary. And in order to get through the pain, you have to push past the hurt. And sometimes, y'all, the pains of life hurt so bad you just want to quit. You do. Like, just tap out. Have you ever been spiritually burnt out? So, and what my Auntie Cora, rest in peace, Auntie, she used to call a spiritual coma, where you're so wounded by life and all the unresolved issues that you are spiritually comatose. Yet you're walking around, y'all listening, I hope you are, don't take your phone off mute, but still listen in, because I'm going somewhere with all of this. But you're walking wounded, not really feeling like dealing with pain, so you fall into a self-induced coma. Other people don't even realize that you're not coherent, because you look woke, stay woke. I love that song. It sounds good. You may even look good. You may speak woke. You may be able to witness and encourage to others. You may be the best intercessor this side of Wakanda, but it's all a facade. Because when you are spiritually growing, you allow God to really deal with what's going on the inside so that you can grow through it and be healthy, healed, and whole. Not walking wounded and infecting your loved ones and all you come in contact with. The Word of God offers valuable insights into how a Christian can grow spiritually. It is Christ's power in the believer that gives us the ability to grow spiritually, and it's in 2 Peter 1-3 and over in Ephesians 3:20. As we rely on His power and follow His teachings, we can develop greater maturity. There is a process that is mandatory for spiritual growth. And our good brother Job has shown us, sometimes the only way God can bless us is by breaking us. It's not easy and it is not fun. We feel alone, we wrestle and we question with it, feeling empty and full of doubt at times, not aware that we might in fact be very close to an amazing encounter with God when you're at your most broken place. We all have to learn to find our way. We all have to grow, and we cannot do so when we are stagnant. We must move along. We must stand up and walk, even run, like a day-old baby calf. We must embrace the uncertain ground, and knowing that in this field and in the next and in the one after that, we will grow and learn. If God says it is in His will to move along, if He nudges our heart, we should do so, and that's in Luke 9:62. Yet the uncertainties of life often overwhelms us, makes us afraid to move, and so we don't grow. That's real talk. We may sound like we have grown, excuse me, because we might know the right things to say. Oh, yeah, the talk is easy. We might even have a look of growth because of our Christianista fashion, our Jesus pieces on our necks, or fishes on our bumpers. Yes, I said fishes, and it's no shade. I'm just saying, is that really growth, y'all? Have you really dealt with the stuck part, the painful process of life that has knocked the living hell out of you? Or are you masking it, pill popping just to function, nerves so bad that you are afraid to really open up your mouth to share because you're in a position of pain that has caused paralysis and you can't or won't even praise your way out of it? We got to grow through all of that pain. We know why suffering should be counted as joy. We know, because it will change us for the better. It will draw us closer to God. God knows the difficulties that lie ahead. He knows all about it. And it's just like that mother cow watching her day-old calf frolic across the fields, full of life and hope, and as a mother nudging it forward. That's God with us. But what if the mother cow didn't nudge her calf along? It would never see the green pasture. It would live a life that was boring, sad, and stagnant. If God didn't nudge us along into the unknown, we would never experience the joys of others coming to know Christ, of our relationships with Him growing. We wouldn't even see the pierced hands of Christ for what they really are, and that's redemption, relationship, and the freedom to know God, to really, really know God, not just know of Him, or what you heard your bishop say, or what you heard your pastor say, what you might have heard First Lady say, what you may have even heard Big Mama say. I think y'all get my point. If you don't grow up spiritually for your own self, me too, we will be spiritually remedial, slow for no reason. We all grow and learn at different levels. It's just like in school. But if you don't grow, you really are like a baby calf that will stay left behind in that field, in that pasture, and one day just get got by a vulture. I know it's probably too early for most of us on this Saturday morning for me to be that graphic about that baby calf, but I just wanted to paint a picture because growth means pain, and growth without pain is an oxymoron. Suffering is often how God shows us Himself, and suffering is part of the call to serve Jesus, just like He died on the cross for us. If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's Matthew 16:24. It may be hard to hear these words, and I know from experience that they're even harder to live by. But when lived, these words will transform us. Think of your growing pains as a child. I know I grew one summer so fast that my legs would hurt. And there was no milk, nothing that they could give me. My body was just transforming. I think I went from like 5'4 to 5'8. I did. I woke up taller than everybody. But without that pain, do you know I wouldn't be where I am today? Like, pain is a process to it. And this is how faith is. And it is like growing pains. The word says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And it took me to look back at the lives of prophets, from Moses to Elijah to Jonah. And it's clear that in their lives, they often lived a life of uncertainty. But God nudged them to unknown places, from the wildernesses to mountaintops to foreign cities. But He was right there each step along the way. And God gave the prophets the words to say and the provisions that they needed. The prophets had to learn and grow. And in the uncertainty, God made that happen. See, knowing the future sounds wonderful, but it would ruin the present. Let me say that again. Knowing the future sounds wonderful, but it would ruin the present. The future is only God's to behold. And the Bible teaches us that God uses our life experiences to shape us and to help us grow. When we become mature and complete and not lacking anything, we are able to make a difference in the lives around us. 1 Timothy 4:16. We can have different emotional reactions when we go through pain. One is focused on God and who God is maturing us to become. And the other is focused on our circumstances, which makes us want to run away and avoid the pain. my victors and victesses, we all have defining moments in our lives that are meant to mold us into the person God intended us to be when he created us each individually. Isn't that beautiful? Most of the time that these moments can be painful and uncomfortable and make us feel out of control, how we handle them can make all the difference in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. But now trouble comes to you and you are discouraged. It strikes you and you are dismayed. That's Job 4 and 5. Our pains are supposed to lead us closer to God and expose what is really inside of us, that deep stuff that we need to deal with in order to heal for real. And if it wasn't for the death of my baby at the age of 18, never, I was 18, losing a baby and never dealing with the real pain of it for 27 years, if it wasn't for the hell of my first marriage and all the drama and pain that came from that, and if it wasn't for a near-death experience in 95 after my last daughter was born, and the death of my godbrother 8 years ago, and the most recent death of my dear Sarah in August of this year, and those are just a few of the most painful of my pain file that I just wanted to share with you this morning. But if I had not allowed God to grow me up through all of that pain, spiritually, through it, I would never become the woman that God is making me into now. The challenges have been hard, but they have shaped me, molded me. And if we choose to be patient during hard times, it will bring us closer to God. I have become so close to him through all of the painful things that I've gone through. It says that choosing to be patient during hard times will bring us closer to God and give us a crown that no life circumstance can ever take away. Now, for me, I know my crown gets crooked a little bit at times, but can't nobody take that crown away. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, the person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. That's James 1 and 12. At times, pain is how God gets our attention. When everything's going great, we usually don't hear him very well. And sometimes you hear people say, I've been listening for God, but I'm not hearing him. Mm-hmm. Sit down, be quiet, be still. But when it feels as if we're wandering through a spiritual desert, when we struggle, he has our undivided attention. You ever notice that? We want to fast. We want to lay out. We want to cry out. We want to run to church. We want to run on a call, whatever it is. C.S. Lewis put it this way: God whispers in our pleasure, but he shouts in our pain. Suffering brings Jesus close. In suffering for him, you'll appreciate his great sufferings for you. And in your every struggle, he suffers with you. What's more, he gives you the strength to endure. Thank you, Jesus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live a self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. That's Titus 2:11-14. Can anything good come from our pain? God wants us to enjoy our time in the green pastures nonetheless. We know Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible puts it this way: also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Ephesians 1:11. God doesn't permit, y'all. He ordains. When we say that God permits something to happen, we often mean that God in his heart of hearts doesn't want a thing to happen, but will allow it for some reason. God works all things according to the counsel of his will. Or again, in the NIV version puts it, him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. God does not merely permit pain. He planned it. That stuff he planned for us. All that comes to pass in our lives is according to the eternal plan of the all-wise, all-powerful, and all-loving great God, our Father. Every age has its turn. Every branch of the tree has to learn to grow, find its way, make the best of this short-lived stay. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If nothing else, get James 1 and 2 through 4 in you. I repeated it before, but I wanted to say it again. So I don't know who needed to hear this morning. Maybe this word is just for me. But let me give you all a few things to think about, and maybe there'll be a share during Love, Life, and Victory. But how do you respond to pain and suffering in your life? How do you respond to pain and suffering in your life? And then how is God trying to mature you through that pain? And the last question is, who can you become if you persevere instead of running from the pain? As I pass the call to Lisa.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this morning, for waking us up. And for those of us that didn't say good morning to you, God, we say it on behalf of those. Good morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you even gave us another opportunity to get it right this morning. Thank you because of who you are in our lives. Before we ask you for anything, we want to tell you how much we appreciate you, God, how much we adore you, and how you are, God. We thank you for being sovereign and in control. We thank you for reigning and ruling supreme. We thank you for loving us with an unconditional love. We thank you for who you are, and we appreciate how you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, how you showing us who we are in you, how you have given us an identity that has been hidden in Christ, and you told us to seek, to knock, to ask. And Father, this morning, we are seeking you. We are knocking at the door. We are asking, Father. You said you would come in and sup. You were talking to believers when you spoke this. Father, we desire more of you so that we can see clearly why you still have us here and what you have called us to do, why we have been created. Father, we thank you for all of the teaching that we've been receiving. We thank you for this word that has gone forth this morning. We thank you, and we recognize, we're reminded that the trying of our faith produces something on the inside of us. No pain, no process, no tear. Nothing is wasted. Father, I thank you that you are the all-sufficient God, and you know exactly what you are doing. You have a plan that will prevail in our lives, and we just say thank you, God. You told us not to lean to our own understanding, but in everything that we go through and everything that we face and every single decision we have to make, to acknowledge you and you would direct our path. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are leading and guiding us into all truth, and you're showing us the things to come. We don't have to know the future because our future relies, it rests, it trusts in you. I thank you even for the pain. David said, it was good that I was afflicted that I might learn your statutes. Father, thank you that you are producing something, that patience is working in us, that patience has that thing that leads to experience, the experiences that we go through when we have to rely and lean on you, that leads us towards hope, and hope makes us not ashamed because our hope is in you. I thank you that you're taking us from faith to faith and from glory to glory as we continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of who you are, and we leave back those things that are not like you in us. God, thank you that sometimes we forget that you're transforming and conforming us to the image of your Son, and that transformation sometimes is painful, but we thank you, Father, because it does not appear what we shall be. We know that we're going to be changed.
We're going to be caught up. We're going to be there, raptured in the twinkling of the eye. We'll see you as you fully are, and we'll be changed to know the fullness of why we were even here. And I believe when we see you, God, it won't even matter then. You've told us that when we go through these trials and tribulations, to count them all joy. The only way we can do that, Father, is that we cast every single care upon you. So we lay our cares at your feet. We lay those burdens that we were not built to carry at your feet. You said, take up your yoke, for your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So we exchange our heavy burdens and our heavy yokes for yours in the name of Jesus, and we declare that we are free from all the attempts of the enemy, from guilt and shame and doubt and remembering those things that caused us trauma. God, those things are not who we are. They don't define us, but they have worked together for our good to make us who we are today. Some of them have caused us to run towards you. Some of them have caused us to fall on our face. Some of them have caused us to humble ourselves so you wouldn't have to. Father, we are just so grateful. Help us to see things the way that you do. Help our minds to be renewed, God, by the washing and regenerating of the word, by your Spirit. Father, we thank you that we acknowledge we are not in control of anything. We thank you that only because of you we are able to do all things through the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us strength. So we declare that we are powerful, that we are successful, that we are your children, that we can do what you called us to do, that we will complete our assignments in the name of Jesus, that we are the light and the salt of this earth, that we are your royal ambassadors and your royal priesthood, that we are the head and not the tail, that we have the power to speak those things that be not as though they were in the name of Jesus. So we speak life to every dead situation in our families, over our children, in our homes, on our jobs. We stand up and we take our rightful place as your children, as joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that you are working in us to will and do of your good pleasure, and you have begun a good work in us, and you shall perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. God, we are tired of sitting back and shrinking back and not believing and walking in fear and doubt and unbelief. We cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. We set our faces towards you like a flint, and we believe we will not be moved. We will not come off the wall. We will not let our hands down. We already know that you have a hedge of angels encamped about us, that goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, that you have given us strength, God, peace, hope, and joy. You've given us love, those things that the world cannot give us. And we acknowledge that we are stronger because you declared, greater is he that's in me. That is in the world. So you are in us, and you are greater, God. Because you are greater, that makes us great. You're greater than any situation. You're greater than any problem. You're greater than any diagnosis. You're greater than any issue. You're greater than any offense. You're greater than any man or woman. You are greater, God. You're definitely greater than that devil that you created. So, Father, we thank you. We don't necessarily have to deal with him. You've already dealt with him, and he already knows his end. We just got to acknowledge who we are. So we thank you, God, for our identity being displayed and being paraded out so that we can see and lay hold of the truth of your word. And then, God, when we face these things in our lives, God, that we would know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that you love us and you are not trying to hurt us, that you are not trying to wipe us out, and that anything that happens to us, God, you've allowed to happen, because that devil does not have the power to influence our lives except you let him do it, and we give him the power. So, Father, we take our power back when we believe the lies and we've laid down and acted as if we were helpless and hopeless. We have our trust in you, not in man. Our confidence is not in this flesh. Father, thank you. And as you are raising us up, God, help us to remember that no flesh can glory in your presence, that we are not making our own brand and our own name and our own platform, but we are here simply to build up, edify, equip the body, and prepare for your coming. We are here to compel men and women and boys and girls to come in, that your house might be filled. We are here for your purpose, your reason, for your glory. Help us to remember it's not our will, but your will that shall be done. Every
everybody, God, has an opportunity to confess you as Lord, and you've still given those of us who haven't the space to repent. So we repent right now. We confess our sins before you. We confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We received him as our Lord and Savior, and we say, not just our Savior, but our Lord. So that means he's our master. You have control over our lives and the ability to tell us where to go and where not to go, what to do and what not to do. We lay our will down, recognizing that we don't know. You have already ordered our steps. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by you, and you know which way that we shall take. So after you have tried us and we go through those things, you said we shall come forth as pure gold. God, I thank you that we're pure gold now, and you're getting rid of the dross and the impurities and those things that would keep the gold from shining, the things that would keep the gold from being at its most valuable point. We thank you for that heat being turned up. We even thank you for that pressure, God, because we have an expectation that you will fulfill your word, and we know your promises are true, that they are yes and amen. So, God, we love you, and we bless you. We thank you that you are not a God that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, and at all points you were tried and tested, yet without sin. So thank you for providing us a way to escape from the temptations and the trials and the tests that go on in our lives. Sometimes we got to go through them. Sometimes we got to resist that devil, and he got to flee. Sometimes you told us, God, to stand, having done all, to stand therefore. Help us to know when to fight, when to flee. Help us to know when to stand. Father, we thank you. We never want to be outside your perfect will, not doing what you've called us to do. We pray that you pour back into Dee Dee for all that she's gone through, Father. She still is showing up, and we see the growth that you have on the inside of her, how you're perfecting her and pruning her and making her specific and unique according to the way that you have fashioned and designed her. So we thank you for the blessing that she has become to the body of Christ, not just declare victory, but to the body of Christ, Father, that she has not thrown in the towel through all of the diagnoses and the deaths that have been around her. Father, we thank you, and then we surround her and everybody else that may be going through some pain, because we might not be there now, but one day it will be our turn. We surround each other and we cover them in the blanket of love, knowing that you have us secure and tight in your hand, and nobody can pluck us up out of your hand. So I thank you, God, that our salvation is in you, our security is in you, our hope is in you, our reliance is upon you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for declaring us righteous, not by what we've done, not by what's been done to us, but because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have declared us righteous. And when you see us, you don't see us, you see us through your Son. Thank you, Jesus, that even now you're at the right hand of the Father making intercessions for us when we don't even know what to pray for, when we're walking in our ignorant way and our own stubborn self-will, when we're making choices that's contrary to your word. You said, Father, have grace, have mercy, thank you, remember the blood. So, Father, we remember the blood in the name of Jesus that covers us and that cleanses us and that has given us the right to even be your sons and daughters. Father, we love you and we praise you. We lift up Sister Julie and the Red Cross as they are over there in Florida and they are trying to restore some order where chaos has gone. Father, we thank you that even in these times of when we have storms and when we have floods and when we have the winds and when we have rages and when we have tsunamis in life, God, and earthquakes, that you said if we cry out to you and call unto you, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Somebody under the sound of my voice needs to know that they can cry out to you and you will deliver, but you are a strong tower. You said the righteous can run unto you and be saved. So we thank you for safety and security in you in the name of Jesus. You told us if we hide under the shadow of the Almighty, of you, that we can abide and find rest there. So God, we thank you for being Jehovah Nissi, our banner and our covering. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, for you have provided every single thing that we need, not just what we need. You've given us some of the things that we want. And God, we are grateful that you didn't give us some stuff that we wanted, because some of that stuff was meant to wreck us. Father, we thank you for the detours in our life, for it has taught us some valuable lessons. God, you said that if we don't learn the lessons that we go through, Father, we're simply being foolish when we confess that there is no God. You said if it's not of faith, it's of sin. So if we don't believe you and trust you, Father, what do we have? We are not like the world who are most miserable and have no hope. We have hope in you. So even in the midst of pain, God, we can count it all joy, because the world don't know what joy is. Joy is unspeakable. It's full of glory. It's not the thing based on situations and circumstances. We thank you, God, that we don't just have mere happiness. We can have joy because we know that things are working. All things are working out together for our good. Because we love you, God, and we are the called according to your purpose. Everything may not feel good. Everything may not look good. But God, you declare that it's working for our good. So we believe your word. For those of us that are struggling in our faith, God, help us in our area of unbelief so that we can proclaim your word. We can proclaim your glory as the waters cover the seas on this earth. We can proclaim that you are righteous. We can proclaim, God, that you are sovereign. We can proclaim that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, that you are in control, that you know what's going on. You're not a God that's distant and has your hands off of what's going on in this world. So, Father, help us to rest assured that we don't have to figure it out, God. It's really already been worked out because you know the number of our days. So we fear not death and we fear not man who can do something to this body. But, God, we have a reverential fear for you that can destroy our bodies and our souls, for our souls belong to you. And God, we thank you. So we trust you and we bless you. I pray a special blessing over everyone on this call and everyone that we're connected to, that we recognize that you are for us. And since you are for us, God, you're more than the whole world against us, and that you have given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm us. You told that woman, daughter, be it unto you according to your faith. God, we want more faith. We don't want to have to go through the trials, but sometimes that's the only way we're going to get it. That trying of our faith will persevere. We will be able to persevere and be able to stand and show the world and people around us, non-believers and believers alike, that you are God and that you are in control. So, God, because you've been so good to us, we just want to take a moment to say thank you. We take our phones off of mute, and we acknowledge that we're nothing with you without you. And because we have you, you declare that we can do all things through the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us strength. So, Father, we just praise you and bless you. We thank you for healing. You declared that healing is the children's bread. You said they lay the hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So we lay our hands on ourselves in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
and we say
Lord
be
God.
Healed, be
Jesus,
delivered, and set free from every single
Jesus,
manner of sickness and
God.
Disease. In the
Jesus,
name of Jesus,
God.
We stand up
Jesus,
and take our rightful place
God.
As being children of the Most High God.
Lord God.
And we said healing
Lord God.
Is the children's bread. So God, we come into agreement with your word, and the covering
over
our eyes, waiting to be performed and manifested, waiting for us to come into agreement with
our
already dead.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we walk in love and not in fear. We walk in faith and not
the manifestation of God.
Right.
Jesus, hallelujah,
you are
Lord
not
God.
The darkness
in a physical body,
to your word.
God.
And everything
God.
Else is
God.
Not
for the healing, Lord God.
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 Thank you, God.
Place, Lord God.
For therefore, God.
Even
in the
face of
the
attacks,
even in the face of
the
spirit, even in the face of the enemy, we stand.
Hallelujah,
Lord God. We declare,
God,
that you are God. And
because
you are in the
hallelujah,
God. We love you. We thank you for all the
money.
We thank you for blessing down on the daughter. We thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit, even the more now.
Continue to just open up your mouth and just give God what he is due.
Oh, God.
We thank you, God.
Good morning, God.
Because you know what? Somebody didn't wake up.
this morning, but he woke us up and we are on a prayer call giving him praise. That's dope. Hallelujah. That's so dope that he just woke us up. And so I just want to say I love him, and I'm just grateful to be a part of such an amazing cloud of witnesses. And with that being said, it's Saturday. It's the first Saturday in November. It's November 3rd. And we are victors, and we take dominion over everything, y'all. I'm just blessed to be here this morning. So is there anyone that joined the call this morning and just didn't get a chance to say good morning? Now is your chance to just say hey.
Good morning, Sister Carolyn. Good morning, Deacon. Everybody. Good morning, family. It's Pam.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Good morning, Victory family. God bless you all this morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, this is Yvette.
Morning, Yvette.
Maybe Didi.
Didi, are you still there, sweetie? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all couldn't hear me?
No, ma'am.
How y'all not? No. I'm just a talking. I didn't say a whole bunch of things. I'm like, y'all, Holy Ghost broke. All of y'all should have heard me. Just because I'm in Vegas, y'all didn't hear what I said.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Good. I heard. Well, hey, watch it now. I'm just talking, and I was saying some good old stuff, too. But that's good. So welcome. I heard Yvette say hello. Well, good morning. But I was just saying before I passed the call to that walking word, Lisa, and like I said, she said it off this morning in that prayer. But how do you respond to pain and suffering in your life? That was one question. And then I also wanted to know, how is God trying to mature you? And then who can you become if you persevere instead of running from it? Because, you know, we are break and run from stuff. Like, okay, y'all know I get silly sometimes, but I messed around and went and saw that stupid Halloween movie. And I don't want to be a spoiler alert, but I'm going to tell y'all, because y'all shouldn't be seeing that stuff anyway. But why we run from stuff? I mean, for real, okay, I won't spoil it if y'all going to see it. But I'm going to tell y'all who didn't die in the movie. It was a little black boy. Okay, I'm going to go because he ran. Okay, anyway. Now, back to my serious questions. How do you respond to pain? Anybody want to try one of those questions, or does anyone have anything they want to share this morning?
Sister Dee.
Yes, Brother Jeff.
Ooh wee. My goodness. You blessed me this morning. You know, because, you know, it's just the way you started it off. You know what I'm saying? We want everything to be perfect in our life. You know, I know I'm a feel good junkie. I want to feel good all the time. But that's not reality. And you know, it's like you talk about boot camp. You know, it's like, you want to go to the 24-hour nihilist. You know, you talked about, I don't have to, you know, go get no eyelashes put on and stuff like that. But we do all this other stuff for the physical. But are you doing any push-ups in the spiritual realm? I'm like, wow, that's real. You know what I'm saying? I can do all those sit-ups trying to work on this six-pack and try and get rid of this gut. But what am I doing to grow spiritually? Oh, my goodness. You know, and my desire is to grow closer to the Lord so that I can, you know, do his will, allow, you know, just die to myself, take up my cross and follow him, you know. And, you know, that other part, as far as my physical body, I've been under the weather lately. The enemy has been attacking my body. And, but I thank Sister Lisa for that prayer this morning, you know, because I laid hands on myself as I was praying. Hey, oh, thank you, Lord. So, instead of me working on the physical so much, I must get busy working on the spiritual. So thank you for your declaration.
Amen, Brother Jeff. Thank you, sir. And as I'm learning at almost 51 in 7 days, that's a plug. Seven days from today, I'll be 51. Amen. But, yeah, it's a balance because I know you get so caught up. We can get so caught up in trying to perfect this outer us, you know, from the lashes that I have on right now. It's itching because I don't really wear them. But to lashes, to just the outer stuff. So we're focused on how we appear to others. So we look all good, right? We can, like you said, get our waist snatched or lose a pound or two, tuck or whatever. No shade, because do what you do. But that inner man, how out of shape and unhealthy is that? That's where I'm at. And it's so funny how God, I think he had, well, we know he has a sense of humor because I just read it. It says you can eat the kale, drink the alkaline water, take the supplements, do Pilates, or hit the gym, but if you don't deal with the stuff going on in your heart and mind, you are still unhealthy, and that is so, so true. So thank you, Brother Jeff. Thank you, thank you. Does anyone else have anything this morning?
Good morning, sissy.
Good morning.
This morning. Wow. That was a lot. Absolutely a lot for me to take in, because you know how to take things in like teaspoons, tablespoons, you know, you just gave me the whole bucket. But I'm grateful for it because it was so necessary. The one thing, if I didn't get anything out of your share today, what about the pain and the purpose for it? God, you know, like you are so true and so right about he can't get some of our attention. No, you know what? I ain't going to speak for these. I'm going to speak for me today. 9 times out of 10, he'll get my attention more through something to get my attention. Wait, hold on. You know, my head cold. It's messing with my head. It's in my head, right, but it's not coming out right. He knows how to get my attention. He'll get my attention by something. He'll throw me a curveball. By sports fans, he'll throw me a curveball out of nowhere, something that, I mean, just to get my attention, because like I say, sometimes when there's so much noise around you, you got to find a quiet place so you can hear from him. And even in that chaos, sometimes that's how he'll get your attention. But I thank God for who he is in my life. You had so much, Brother Jeff would say, to add to the toolbox. And then something I am learning is don't keep adding so many things to the toolbox that you never get a time out to take one of those tools out to use it, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It does. It's amazing that you said that, because our own dear, sweet Pastor George Brown, who I love that man, I was my spiritual warfare teacher, and he's my godfather. He says that sometimes. Sometimes we get so spiritually fat, too. You know what I mean? Because you're just storing it in. But what are you doing with all of that? So that's really good, Bubbly. Just fat, just spiritually fat. But you stuck still because you're not applying none of it to get you through when life hits you. Because, again, and Lisa, I love you, sis. Thank you, that prayer, because you're so right. I mean, and again, I'm not holding my head down, because the grief that has been attached to me, it was taking me out. It literally was this last season. I literally almost gave up. Like when I slid down the wall one time, I was going to stay down there because it was good down there. It felt good. I didn't have to be bothered. I didn't have to pray. I didn't have to talk. I just stayed down on the floor. But the Holy Spirit said, get up, girl. What are you doing? And then to have my beautiful, some of my sisters are so in tune. They may not even know that. They blessed me by not saying anything. if that makes any sense. Because sometimes we say too much, or we can say the wrong thing when a person is going through, because we want them better. We want them to get through it. So we may give them that word that we say to make them snap out of it. Instead of just simply praying and asking God to do it and just interceding for real, for real. So I'm a better person today, but my process is real. And I'm not ashamed to say I hurt. I'm not ashamed to say I'm sad. I'm not ashamed to say, you know what I'm saying, I'm feeling something. Because we try to say we're not supposed to feel stuff. I feel every bit of the pain. When I love you, I love you. And so yesterday, y'all know, those who follow me, because my mama say I have followers, but don't follow Didi Fell to follow Jesus, because I mess up. But yesterday, my baby girl, my Sarah, would have been 50, and her daughters had a birthday, because she shared a birthday with her twin girls. But you know what we did? We celebrated her. And again, I put on some lashes in honor of her, and she probably cracking up because I don't wear them. I wear mascara. But I put them on just to just think of her and send her flutters to heaven. So that's just how, you know, finding other ways to process the painful things in life instead of popping pills or standing on that wall that I love to slide down. So thank you, Bubbly. And, you know, Mama still says she hopes we can at least hug your neck. But if you're not feeling well, we understand, sis. I'm here till Monday. So I love you and thank you. Anybody else have anything? Good morning. Does somebody want to say something? Hey, baby.
How you doing?
Hey, honey.
Hey, I'm checking in. I'm at my spot doing a little extra work today, but I was able to listen in and was blessed by your declaration. And like you, we all do have our process. So mine is tending. I try to run away from a hide or just like, okay, this right here, this gonna pass eventually.
Right.
And something eventually overtakes me. So I'm just grateful to God for just allowing our processes, and He knows what our process is even before we do, for our processes to get us to a point where we do end up crying out unto Him. So I'm just grateful. It's all good. like I said, it's a good thing. Growth is not supposed to be painless.
Right. It's
supposed to have a little bit of pain in it because the joints and everything has to catch up with where God wants us to go. So it's all good. I'm grateful, and I love you, and I love Mom. Give her a hug, and give Sissy a hug for me.
I love you too, sister, and you are truly missed. Know that. We talked about you yesterday because Mama's like, well, how do we miss that? You know, but know that God is in control of it all, and so just look forward to many, many more things. And can you stay out the store today? I'll call you after the call so we can talk. Love you, big sis.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Anybody else have anything? Anybody? Because if not,
hey, Didi, this is Moses.
Hey, nephew. Wait, hold on for a second because I'm doing my little Bay Area. Okay. How about them Niners beating them Raiders? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to start no war on the phone. Good morning, nephew.
I know. Cause,
like, what?
I'm a Raiders fan. You know what?
They ain't said nothing, right? Pastor LaVille ain't said a word about them Raiders getting blown. Okay, nephew, go ahead. What was you going to say, sir?
I had to take my retainers out real quick. But, I just want to thank you for that message, honestly. And I love the cadence, the delivery of your messages. They're always just perfectly packaged, just amazing with content, substance, and depth as usual. So great message today. But it really got me thinking about a lot of stuff. And I think when I go through adverse conditions, when I go through tough times, the one thing that I've learned is it actually really teaches me patience a lot, and it reveals to me more of God's character. And on top of revealing God's character, I notice that now I'm very different the way I respond to troubling situations. And the big one for me, I mean, I know probably a lot of older siblings, a lot of other people, you know, obviously with kids, I'm that kind of family member where I try to be the glue for the family. I try to be the one, you know, you see everybody else going through crazy stuff. And I feel like I try to be the one who has everything together, who has the stability and all these things. But actually after like that profile, it's actually harder to deal with things because you just become so accustomed to seeing your family around you and your coworkers and everybody hurting. And then everybody just goes to you and you realize you don't have answers for everybody, but you can turn people to God. And that's what I learned to do in the face of every kind of trial, every kind of tough, pressing situation, is that I just learned to just turn people to God. And if I can't turn them to God, I just have to turn to God for them. And it's this very humbling posture that for me actually now brings me more peace, because when something crazy is going on in a situation in life or with a person or with a family member, my posture is to just position myself closer to God. And I just return to God. I turn to prayer. And as crazy as it sounds, now I just worship. Every time something crazy happens, I recognize it immediately. I'm like, I know what to do with this energy. I know what to do with this. I know if somebody's being, you know, weird, like somebody's gossiping or there's something crazy going on or drama of any kind, I don't even feed it 1 second. I immediately worship God in the midst of anything that stresses me out, that gives me panic, that gives me anxiety, that gives me fear. I've been delivered of all those things, but they constantly check back in to see if I'm still delivered. And I have to constantly remind them that I'm delivered to them by the way that I worship. Because worship, and I prayed it yesterday too, because I believe this in the core of who I am. Worship changes any situation. Worship is who we are. It's what we were created to do. God created us for the purpose of being worshipers, because worshipers set the captives free. You know, and so I had to learn that, because every time a hard thing would happen, I'm like, I'm being attacked, and I throw up, you know, I'm being attacked. And I believe in spiritual warfare. I love spiritual warfare. I'm related to so many spiritual warriors, my wife, my mom, everybody's just, I have so many spiritual warriors in my life. I love that. But the way I respond to spiritual warfare is when I'm getting attacked and I see an evil spirit in my home, I'm like, oh, it's you again? I'm like, I don't care about you. And they leave immediately, because I don't give them power. I give power to my worship that gives honor to God. That's how I do spiritual warfare. So, you know, that reminds me, just the way we respond to adversity, man, that is so powerful. That was such a good message and so encouraging that, you know, I think Pastor Lavelle for sure said this, but you don't know God till you know pain.
Yeah.
And that is just the absolute truth. And every time I've lost a loved one, every time I've seen somebody get taken in an ambulance, the times where I've had to be on the ground with a family member going in convulsions, foaming at the mouth, you know, like praying over them, that's all I could do. I've had family meltdowns where I thought family members were going to kill each other. And in the moment, that moment, I just dropped on my knees and started worshiping God and thanking God. And it just ceased instantaneously, because those spirits they can't comprehend worship. They don't speak that. So thank you for that message. I'm so blessed by your leadership and Declare Victory. I'm just blessed by just your presence in our community. Just very inspiring. I've always been so inspired for you. Thank you for that message today. Hope you have a blessed weekend, everybody else too.
Thank you, nephew. You and my niece as well. You little young married couple. I love you guys. Yeah, that worship will change the atmosphere. And if you've never heard our sister Tanya talk about how she'll get some pots and start banging them, that's what I do. And I know it's the Declare Victory family joke that you guys laugh at me when I talk about my singing, but that's really what I do, nephew. I go into this full-out concert, right? But I'm worshiping God, and it's spiritual warfare. You're right. It'll change it. It's, oh God, I love it too. I'm with you. It's not like I want to look for it, but we're in it no matter if we want it to be or not, right? So you have to know how to fight, and I love you, and I thank God for you. I was telling my mother yesterday about the call, because we talk about it. I'm sure she might be listening. I'm not sure, Mom, if you're listening, keep listening. But just the prayer yesterday, it did something to me, and it made me really reach out to my children even more so. And again, it's been a lot going on. I was in Denver last month, and now I'm in Vegas, and
when I was working, I didn't travel like this. And of course, I would work if I couldn't. But it's just amazing how God is strategic in everything, because I'm supposed to be in Vegas at my sister and my brother-in-law's new home, and just to spend time in their presence. You know what I mean? And then my daughter, Ariana, she's a, how old is Ariana, 27? She's in Denver with my niece. And then my son, I mean, it's just how God strategically is placing us, and all of my kids know how to war. You know, they're still young and they're still doing stuff, but they know how to war, and they each have a relationship with God. And I'm going to tell you something, when they're going through stuff, they know how to pray, and they know how to pray for their friends, and they'll call and get me together. So Moses, never thinks, I just really love how God is using you, and I hear you. I just wanted you to know that. So I love you, nephew, and have a wonderful weekend. Love you so much. Anybody else have anything?
Good morning, Dee Dee.
Hey, is that my girl?
This is your girl. Oh,
God. Why you didn't hit me with, look, you know, I was going to do a song, right? But I didn't want nobody to hang up, because I was going to go into, I know something about God's grace, but I couldn't get the notes just right. So I didn't do it, because I didn't want Dion to mute my phone, because, you know, she'll mute me if I start.
You know, I have seen you grow. This message is, this month is, I could just see it's going to be phenomenal. I'm so excited to be a part of your life, Dee Dee. And, you know, I am a follower of yours, you know that. So I just enjoy you always have such funny stuff. Sometimes I be at home and it's just the thing that I need. And, you know, we can be so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. So, you know, we can just relax and let the flow of the spirit do what it does, and, you know, enjoy life. But we do need to grow. And I thought about how you were talking about the cows, you know, how the baby calf. And, you know, I just thank God how he strategically places our lives. And I followed you since you've been doing your exercising and, you know, doing your challenges. And, you know, I know that it can be a bit much at times, but I see you. I see and I hear you, and your sound is changing day to day, Dee Dee. Thank you so much for allowing God to do what he do. Continue to voice yourself and have fun and enjoy your birthday holiday or whatever y'all doing. And I just love it. I think it's phenomenal. This is what we should do, is to go and you still, most people that we know, there's some people that if they have a change in their life, they will take and say, well, you know, I can't do the declaration because I'm going to be in Vegas. But I thank you because you still are faithful to what? The call. You're faithful to the call, not to this call, but to the call that is on your life. Thank you so much. And I praise God for you. Continue to grow in faith, and I pray that I will continue to be a light as well for you. And you're just doing it. I'm excited. Thank you for that, Dee Dee.
See, I didn't need you. I'm trying to clear my throat because you know how long I've known you, and for you to say that, oh my God, because to say you were there when I was going through that hell marriage and all the stuff with growing up the kids and being at Revival Center since 96. And for you to, oh my God, that just blessed me so much. So thank you so much, Sister Jerry, for just always being there, because you always just loved on me and encouraged me. And I just thank you for who you are. I thank you so much. I mean, it's just so beautiful.
I'm going to give you your key. Okay, for I know something about God's grace.
Okay.
I know something about God's grace.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. Yes,
God.
I do.
Ooh,
and
Jesus.
I know something about God's grace. It could have been me, with no food to eat. It could have been me, with no place to sleep. But for the grace and mercy, I know Something about God's grace. God bless you, baby.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. I love you, sister. Thank you.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Ooh.
Hi, Dee Dee. Good morning. It's Moni.
Hey, Moni in the middle. Where are you at?
In the middle. You know, your message, I have this favorite saying, no pain, no gain. And your message made me think about that today. And, you know, I also want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for your commitment and your just being genuine, man. I'm glad you're my ally. That's all I got to say. And the Raiders, we haven't heard from the Raiders because they're on the bus to Vegas, by the way. So you might want to get out of town before they get there. Because, you know, I don't want that to happen to you. Okay?
No. Wait, hold on. I got my Raiders robe. I mean my Raiders, jeez. I got my Niners robe on now as we speak. And Mom and I were laughing because we were in is it Smith's store? I think it's called Smith's out here. I remember? Yeah, we were. And they had one little aisle, just one little thing full of Raider stuff. And I walked past and I started laughing. And this lady said, "I take it you're not a fan." I was like, "Bay Area, born and raised. I'm a Niner fan, and this is a joke." And so we were laughing. Sorry. But you know, Lavelle will FaceTime me to harass me. He has not mentioned that 34-3, was it? Okay.
Because he's on the bus. They're all on the bus.
I love you, Mom.
We'll take about a week to get there, but. No, but thank you for your message. I've been thinking about a list of people who need to hear that message. I mean, just going to God when it's too painful is not okay. It's not okay. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. No. So, you know, a bunch of people have been popping in my head. I'm thinking of sending them the playback because it's really going to help them. So
yeah.
Thank you, sis. I love you.
Love you too, sis. Is there anybody else that have anything this morning?
That Jerry that made me get completely up out of my whole bed. That part. I couldn't just sit here. I said, did this have to just sing this hard this early in the morning? And then she had the nerve, the unmitigated gall to do it gingerly. You hear me? But still kill it. Really, Jerry? Thanks for that. Because I think we all know something about God's grace. But real talk, sis, I love you. And absolutely, if nothing else, we got to get to the point where we grow in grace to allow people to go through that process.
Mm-hmm. That part.
Like,
wow.
For real. Like, mm-hmm. Seriously. And not put them on our timetable. That's not fair. It is so important that we recognize that just because, and you know who helped me understand is my girlfriend, April. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, when I was still battling and warring on if I wanted to go all in, and then I'd get scared and I'd back up. So every time I got reclaimed, look, as we used to say that independent holiness, every time I got reclaimed, with a C, every time I got reclaimed, I was expecting her to fall in line with the mandate and the mantle on my life. And so I would have the nerve to be judgmental, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to pull and drag her with me because that day I had made up my mind. That day.
You said that day.
in between being reclaimed with a T. Reclaimed. And so I think wisdom says that you love people, period. There's
mm-hmm.
there's a period at the end of that sentence. And as short as that sentence is, it encompasses everything that Jesus is. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. That, in its abundance, is the manifestation of acceptance, the manifestation of grace, the the manifestation of mercy, the manifestation of maturity. When you recognize that love is the thing that covers a multitude of faults, it doesn't mean you get frustrated with people in their process. It just means that you love them. Mm-hmm. And demonstrate the very same grace that you would prefer to be afforded when the pain is a bunch. That's it. So I enjoyed you this morning. I love you to smithereens. And Jerry, when I see you, I'm not gonna say plunk. I think that's even older school.
I'm gonna try to. Hey, she got me want to find the video that I have of her singing it at church one Sunday, and yeah. I think I got most of it, and then I leaned out. You know how you lean out a little bit, cause yeah. So I think I got some of the floor, but yeah.
That part.
And so with the finale of that, y'all is funny, but I thank God for you, both of you all, and as well as the whole staff of Declare Victory. But we should do a concert, y'all, because it's some Sundays up on this.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. I can headline. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead. There's a whole bunch of us, ain't it?
It's
a whole bunch of us. I'm excited. Shoot. I can open and close.
Did you hear me go silent? Phoebe's going to have to hum.
Moni.
I'm just kidding.
Dang.
I think if I can open and close, I'll be all right. So I'm going to do the opening song and the closing. So y'all go ahead and plan that. Amen. I'm excited. I already know the venue, too. Amen.
You know what my number is going to be?
Jeff? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff, you could be with me. Jeff,
yeah.
You could sing with me.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else have anything? Because y'all know we get silly on this here call, too.
Did you hear Brother Jeff like that?
You play too much, Brother Jeff.
Anybody else have anything?
Good morning.
Good morning.
April.
Hey, April.
Hi. I just want to say thank you this morning for the declaration. And even though I'm in a uncomfortable place right now, I thank God for his grace. Thank God that even though I don't have my own place, but I do have a roof over my head, I thank God that he blessed me with a job I can go to every day, and everybody is saying thank you, Lord. Praise God. Like, it's such a great feeling. Like, thank you, Dee Dee, for being my friend. Like, meet so many people in your life. Nobody ever talks about God. Nobody wants to bless you. But I thank God that he blessed me with one good body. One good body on this earth that never gave up on me. And Dee Dee, I know I haven't been the best friend, but you've always been the best friend to me. Never give up on me. I thank you for it. I thank you for all your prayers. I thank you for my name. My children's name strolls all around your house. And it's hard for me, you guys, right now, but I'm holding on because God got me in a special place right now. And even though it's uncomfortable, I just want to say thank you, God, that I'm even able to acknowledge what's happening right now. And I know that he's in control of everything. So I'm just holding on. And I say thank you, Lord. And I just ask that you guys pray my strength. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, God. So, Father God, we just lift up April to you right now, God. You know all about her, Jesus. You know what she hurts from, God. You know her needs, God. But we thank you that she says thank you to you, God. We
We thank you that she's here and that she is worshiping you, God. You hear it in her heart. Victor, just praise with our sister on this morning. We got time to just pray with her and lift her up. So would you join us in just lifting April up this morning, y'all? Just pray with her.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for every tear that April is shedding, God. That you are placing it in a jar. You keep it in a container.
Open up her mouth, Lord God. You heart her cry, Lord God.
Don't
let her cry, Lord God. We say strength in your God. And you have already dispatched your angels, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for that job, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God.
God, I thank you for saying yes to your will and yes to your way, oh God. Right now, do a miracle, oh God. When she comes back the next time, we will hear her testimony. We will hear her praise, and we will rejoice with her. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We hold her up in the name of Jesus.
Right now, Father, thank you, Lord, that you're taking her to the next level. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for that next level, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for April's life, God. We thank you that she called in, God. We thank you for her sound, God. We thank you for that growth spurt, God. Hallelujah, God. You are just wonderful in all your ways. You are amazing, God. So we just ask that you continue to just hold her in your loving arms, God, like you are such a good, good father. Oh, you're wonderful, my God, today. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. April, we love you, sis. We love you. We love you. Just know that you are loved. Thank you. Thank you for opening up your mouth this morning. Thank you, God. Jehovah Jireh is the provider. So we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Jesus, got to clean my glasses. Does anybody else have anything this morning? I'm just bent. Oh, God.
Beauty, thank you, Sister Carolyn. Thank you for your share this morning. I just heard the end of it. And I was thinking how I called in on the call last night, and she said, "You're the first one on the call." I'm like, "Okay, no call."
I was the only one on the call. Amen.
Right. It was like 6:15. I'm like, "Oh, okay, no, not tonight." And then I hear you when I get on this morning. So thank you. God bless you about that growth, oh, boy. And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I can seek Him." Like I've been like, "Lord, why still am I going through this?" But I'm gonna seek Him and find my rest ultimately in God and. About my marriage, about what's going on with me, work, everything. I'm like, Lord, it just seems like it's too much sometimes, but I can go to Him. I trust Him. He's going to reveal it. And just thank you for your share. God bless you. I definitely want to hear the replay for real, Moni, for real. Thank you, sister.
Hey,
I love to
sister
hear you.
Carolyn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share this with you from my heart because I know you get it. At some point in this thing called life, we have to simply make a decision. That's all. Because guess what I've learned? This is what, and I'm talking to you as a sister right now because my sister talked to me. We have more years behind us than ahead of us. So that growth spurt is real. It's not just for talk. It's not an option. Spiritual, we don't even have a choice to stay. Well, you stay where you are if you want to, but I'm just saying we have to move in order to grow, in order for God to really bless us how He wants to bless us, right? Does that make sense? So just know, yes, ma'am, that's all I'm going to say. Grow through it, whatever it is. Only you know, you and the Lord. But I love you. Thank you for chiming in this morning, this Saturday morning. Amen. Love you, sis.
I love you too, sis. Happy early birthday.
Thank you, girl. You're going to hear it all month, though, because, you know, I'm going to probably do a collaboration song, and I'm going to give you, I'll make sure y'all get CDs. I'm going to give them to a couple people free, but everybody's got to pay for them. Okay, man.
Good morning,
anybody?
Beautiful.
Hey, beautiful Missy. Girl. Hey, honey.
How are you? Happy birthday, mother. Happy birthday, sister. Happy birthday, you. We just celebrating life over there this morning.
Thank you.
God be the glory. You know, as you were talking about growing through the pain, I could visualize a seed. Back when I was in elementary school, we did some beans and we put them in some soil, but we watched them grow through a transparent container. Mm-hmm. And the root went down before the plant came up. Mm-hmm. So I was you could visualize the growth process and how pushing through to have the root set in the dirt and then pushing through to have where the plant comes up. That's been my life this past few years. Mm-hmm. Feels like, but the root is deeply rooted and it's grounded in Christ and
right.
the plant that is coming up, the new growth. Because hallelujah, there's new growth even in an old plant. Praise God. You know, you keep pruning that thing. He keep pruning that thing and new shoots come out. I'm thankful.
Yeah.
And my analogies help me to see my own self in the light of the dirt that surrounds my life today. And it's just a blessing to be able to know that even in the pushing, the groaning, you talked about the childbirth, at the end of all that is a sigh of relief, and you know that a great gift has been given. Thank
yeah.
you this morning. God bless you. Enjoy your vacation time with your family. See you when you get back on this side.
Okay, sister, I love you so much, and thank you for that. As you were talking about that plant, I can remember, I think it was elementary school, Woodrow Wilson, we did that same experiment. I remember seeing that, watching it grow. Oh, my God, I went back for a minute. I love you so much, and just know that I appreciate who you are to me, and I'm so glad for this call. Dion, don't hit me, but I'm just glad that we have an opportunity that we have to come together and to really just love on each other. You know what I mean? Because that's how we get through this life, is to just let each other know that they're loved. You know what I mean? That we are truly, somebody care about you. And April almost laid me out when she said to have one somebody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Did anybody else have anything? My good friend, Stacy, her sister-in-law, Nina, she's probably in surgery, having major surgery on this morning. So if y'all would just call out the name of Nina and just ask God, we know the healer, we trust the healer for the healing, but the surgery, we just want, you know, the surgery to be successful and everything. So that's going on this morning. So just call out Nina's name if you would, saints. That's it. If anybody else doesn't have anything, we can get ready to wrap up, because I hear Pete's calling me in the name of Jesus.
Hey, sis, this is me.
Hey, beautiful, I love you. I texted, did you?
I did it, and thank you. I love you, too. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for what God is doing to our hearts and how He's allowing us to go through these processes and even experience the things that we're experiencing. And we don't have to do it alone, right? It's really kind of wonderful how that is. And declare victory really does represent, you know, a portion of the body of Christ and how we're helpers one to another, and how we're here to build up and edify and encourage and help strengthen one another so that we can walk this walk out together, even though you say this all the time that it's a personal walk, but it's not private. And the truth of the matter is, because I think we don't recognize our position as believers, first of all, in the body of Christ and who we are as sons and daughters of Christ. Dion did an excellent teaching on that the other day. But also we don't recognize, because of our position, there are just some certain things that rightfully belong to us, and there is a certain mindset that we should have. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's not just a little cute scripture that, you know, we say just because it sounds good. No, I mean, literally, for us to have our minds being renewed and transformed, and us being conformed to the image of the Son of God, to the image of Christ, if we recognize that really God is for us And in my favorite scripture, I know everybody thinks it's Declare Victory's favorite scripture, but that was the first scripture I learned, Romans 8:28. This, I am confident of this fact that all things work together. That's probably why he has allowed me to process things the way I do. I'm confident that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's ways that will prevail, right? And if he already had something established and preordained and written down before I got here, and his plan is going to prevail over my life, regardless of my own plans, right? I might make it hard, because the way of the transgressor is hard. I might make it delayed or detoured, right? But I'm still not going to be denied, because he has a purpose and a plan for me. And so When I recognize that even in the pain and the problem, it's so clear that it's just sometimes we can't see it, I can't see it. He said, be of good cheer when we go through, you know, tribulations and trials, because it's producing something in us. And he said, think it not strange when you have to go through and experience the fiery darts and the trials from the enemy, right? But man, we get thrown off course. I mean, I used to. I ain't doing this no more. Get thrown off course, wonder what I did wrong, wonder what's happening and why me. And so, I'm so glad he has delivered and delivering me from that, because what I know is that if God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. That plan that he has already established before I got here is going to come to pass. He has good for me, a future and a hope, not evil. And so every single problem, if I would stop, I'm going to say I, but I mean, really, if we would stop and look at that thing and say, okay, God, what is it in this thing that I got to learn and grow through, or what are you using me to be an example for? Mm-hmm. If we shift the way we think, instead of it being all about me, because it's really not about us, it's not about me, shift the way that I'm thinking, that everything begins with a thought, first in the natural and then the spiritual, because sometimes in the spiritual we can't even process it, but in the natural, okay, God, what is this and what do I need to do about it? Because he'll tell us by his spirit that's there to lead us and guide us into all truth, whether we need to stand, whether we need to go get up under that shelter, we should probably stay there, whether we need to right? Right? I mean, it's so simple that I have made it so complicated. Mm. And I've made it so complicated when simply, he said, if you just set your affections towards me and set your mind on things of above, and then I cast all my cares and my burdens and take, the word is so right for us. And we do God a disservice. I've been doing him a disservice when I fail to believe, because I'm reminded of this. I think Sister Angela said it. Anything that is not of faith is of sin. Well, God said it in his word, but she brought it out in her declaration, reminded me of that. Anything that's not of faith is of sin. And I think when we weigh the word in our own minds and we come to ourselves, then we can really do that mirror ministry that you talk about. We can see where we are in the faith. I believe we are of the faith, but where are we in the faith? And it's just, oh, time to grow, because we got work to do. We got stuff to do. You think that enemy playing with us? He's trying to take out our children, our family, some of our lives. He ain't playing. So what are we doing? Okay.
Oof. That's good. No, you see me out there going, oof. You said, oh, that was good stuff, Lisa. Good stuff. Thank you, sis.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Sister Carolyn, thank you for unpacking that thing about growth, about suffering. Thank you, sister. You can just go deep so quick. Thank you. Thank you, Dee Dee, again.
Anybody else before we wrap it up, for real? Y'all know I love music. I'm not going to sing it, but I do want to share some lyrics with you real quick, and then we'll go ahead and start our Saturday. It says, when darkness clouds the day, when we're afraid, you are there. When trouble closes in, it's hard to trust again. You are there. And we fix our eyes on you. Our hope is found in you. You are glorious, almighty, infinite, and holy, gracious, full of mercy, love without an end, magnificent God, magnificent God. Our hearts are full of wonder, captured by your beauty. Falling on our knees, we worship you alone. Magnificent God, we bow down before all you are. Gathered in this place to glorify your name, you are here. Your presence is revealed as hearts are being healed. You are here. And we lift our eyes to you,
our hope is found in you, our magnificent God. I just want to share that with you guys all. And so with that being said,
okay,
I love you all.
Turn the kettle on for me, please.
And turn the kettle on and give us some tea, too.
Bye.
Love you all and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Be blessed, everybody.
Bless you, too. Bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.